Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Lorna Blenzana from the province of the Eastern Cape, member of the Select Committee. Director of
friends that they assist with this project. He works very closely, of course, with Dr. Sandy Lee's Icasa. Because his work, that the department can never actually come alone, and we are very committed to establish a very close working relationship with the department. So we will just start the presentation from our research center. And this presentation will be done by myself.
Before you start, Mr. Perry, can everyone introduce himself or herself so that we know when you come from Hamilton, we will start to know who's here. Thank you. And for our records also. And then you can mention, you can introduce yourself, and then you can start and then pick up and have a
good morning, Chair. Thank you. I'm Ephraim Adams from the Department of Communication.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members of the Senate Committee. My name is Stephen Mnyongo. I'm the Chairman of ICASA. And I must say, I'm a Christian Kaiti, woman is human and more. So, at ICASA, we pride ourselves that though we have 9 counselors, I think 5 of them are women. So the 50-50 balance, is us. Now I'd like my counselors to introduce themselves and then our colleagues to also do the same so that we can know their voices as well. Counselors,
good morning, I'm William Stuckey and I'm a counselor to us.
Good morning, members. My name is Nuh Vito Panji and I have my counselor.
Good morning, members. My name is Dr. Curtis. Good morning, Chair, members. My name is Peter Curtis. I'm the General Manager of the Marketing and Competition Division.
Good morning, Honorable Jefferson. Good morning, Honorable Members. My name is Christian Mishana. I'm a Senior Manager in the Marketing and Competition Division.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Pell, representing East South Telecommunications, also known as Amatori Telecom.
Progress now.
Okay, I'm looking at you.
Thank you. I'm a reception and a return the one guest at the chapter 7 of the council.
But I would say, we are going to give you a very simplified way of how we are understanding the program of this community from a social perspective. In the presentation on the chapter 10, we note that Africa has the largest economy in Africa with the levels of population around 1 million, and it is the 28th largest economy in the world, and it is certified as a middle income economy by the World Bank. Now, the average growth, economic growth, the economy has been around 3.2%. Looking at the ICT landscape, Honorable Chairman, and here in the next few slides, we are trying to characterize the problem, because the cost to communicate is actually a problem that we are trying to address in the market. And we are, our understanding is that the ICT market is characterized by high access and usage costs, low levels of PC penetration, and a growing weak IT market. A growth in the sector is supported by the middle to high income groups who are largely early income adopters of technologies. The high percentage of population has been financially excluded, largely due to inability to afford some of the gadgets that we're talking about. So in other words, high prices are continuing to create a digital divide in society by large. Now, the market itself, particularly this line, is dominated by Telkom, who has an extensive infrastructure network around the country of about 144 kilometers. And Nortel, who is the second entrant in the market, only owns about 10% of the fixed line telecommunications market. In terms of the mobile sector, Honorable Chairperson, we have a duopoly wherein MTN and Vodacom are the biggest operators, sharing between them about 91% of the market, mobile market, so cell phones in particular. The internet market is also characterized by high prices and low penetration, and there is a correlation there, because high prices would also mean that in economic terms, people are not able to afford internet access, to put it simply. Now, high prices of broadband services have also contributed to the problem of low broadband penetration, or broadband penetration is still around 4%, very, very low. The telecommunication sector is plagued with high prices on both retail and wholesale, and in the following slides we will be able to demonstrate our understanding and the interventions that have come since 2010. We reflect here the studies that are done by the research ICT Africa, a consulting firm which has ranked South Africa to number 30 out of the 26 countries having the most expensive prepaid mobile tariffs among African countries. So in simpler terms, to just clarify the statement, the department's understanding is that the mischief is also in the prepaid, because then we do not have a transparent pricing regime in the prepaid market. This fifth slide, Madam Chairperson, also begins to inform you that despite all of this, the market is actually growing. Business is making money in the South African market. And we highlight that this growth is not necessarily beneficial to the consumer. So we reflect the fact that we have an invisible fixed line growth because the fixed line themselves are continuing to diminish. Although this is an international trend because of the high competitive market brought by mobile operators, we think this remains a problem. And other markets are doing other ways to expand, for instance, the local loop. We have high sale wholesale prices. In this sector in particular, Madam Chair, we also continue to see job losses. In contrast to large profits that are being made, we are not seeing a sizable foreign direct investment, except for what we are seeing in the international undersea cables, which have landed in our shores, about four or five cables in the recent past. We do have institutional inability to anticipate, regulate, or mitigate some of these challenges. The pricing information are also presented in a manner complex for consumers to understand and to comprehend such that they can make quality decisions about who is giving them a good price on both voice and data services. Continuing to just look at this problem, while prepaid mobile prices have reduced to some extent, the point we do appreciate, this crisis competitively remains high, and we are convinced that the current mobile termination rate of 4% is still far above the cost of an efficient operator. The mobile telecommunication regulation actually were passed by ICASA in 2010. We have not seen levels of fair competition, which is expected to contribute to the reduction in prices in terms of the market definition and legislative regime that we have. And so we believe that these very important steps to be taken in terms of policy and regulations to ensure that we can achieve lower levels of costs. The telecoms market continues to reflect a market with a vertically integrated operation with two very strong incumbent mobile operators and telecoms incumbent. So in other words, we are not seeing the way in which competition is accelerated through infrastructure sharing, for instance. We are also not seeing behaviors wherein there is probably anti-competition behavior, as we understand. And this is actually a problem facilitating competition. We can only see reduction in prices as this is in the market phase. More competition can give you lower prices. Chair, we have here a comparative slide that I want to ask Abley to explain from the period that some of the interventions were made, and I'll come back to continue.
Expectation within mobile care from
the year 2010 since the introduction of the reduction of the minimum donation rate. Just bear in mind that these are two different things. From 2010, we have listed three operators, Broadcom, MTN, and Telstra. And as much as we have listed these three, because 8% of the data is considered unchanged data or not, on net prices, Vodafone 2010 it was 195, and Offnet it was 195. And looking at the table below, it's the percentage price changes since the implementation of the mobile clinic, the reduction of the mobile commission rate. The difference between 2010 to 2013, which is the price of OnNet was 195, and now it's 140. The difference is only 28% only. And OffNet is also 28%. The prices are still relatively very high. And OnNet MTN from 2 rand 50 to 1 rand 20. We see a percentage change of 52%. Turkey, 2 rand 50 to 99 cents. Yeah, the percentage change is quite huge, which is 60%. Offnet 2010. It's 195, Vodacom. 2013, 114. The percentage change is the same as only when still 3%. And MTN from 3 rands to 120. And the percentage change here is 60%. Cell C from 2.85 to 99 cents. The percentage change is 65%. These are the cheapest prepaid packages. And the most expensive one, let's look at the table and next to this book. OnNet it was 2.85. Off OnNet it came down to 2.60. The percentage change is 9%. And MTN from 289 to 259, so there's a drop here. You see a drop from the cheapest to the most expensive. And so see, 250 to 250 on net. So this is the thing, there's no percentage transfer. Can we go to the next slide? This slide explains the price system. Mobile retail prices are still relatively high for the significant market power operators, that is Vodacom and MTN. The small operators who have a total of 10% of the market share, that is Cell C, are more price competitive on their lowest packages offering to prepaid. Meaning that the Cydia, they're offering lower prices into the 99%, the 99 cents on the page 7. So this offering relatively, it went relatively down to 99 cents compared to Vodafone and MTN. On the other hand, the highest package price of Vodafone and MTN is from 250 to 289 per minute, which is much higher than that of a small operator. And while we saw a reduction of 8% between 2010 and 2013, the most expensive package of Vodafone and MTN are below the percentage reduction of for the same period. So our place, from our observation, we see that there's a lot of difference, you know, of hospital implementation of the model recommendation. The whole place has reduced and it doesn't translate to the health crisis. And we strongly recommend that the therapy package information should be published in a manner in which they, you know, the men on the street, the prisoners, should understand it. And the way it is now, it's so sophisticated, even if you know that somebody with enlightened knowledge doesn't even understand what he or she is capable of. Slide 9. These are the interventions to address the high cost of communication. The first one is the first delivery chain. The second one, the policy directive on tax transparency. The third one is the development of the ICT infrastructure. The fourth one is the policy directive on freedom content and imaginary information. And it goes to slide 10. Here we want to bring the timelines of how we achieve these interventions. The broadband value chain started in March and will end in 2015. The policy directive on tax transparency will start with the negotiation until the end of 2014, which might be probably earlier. And the development of the quota, which is an ongoing project, it started in March 2012, for this financial year to end in 2014, but it's an ongoing project, it won't end in 2014. The policy direct from premium content, it started now in June, and will achieve the result in 2015. And the national termination rate, now in June 2015, the first one, the broadband value chain. The DOC is a collaboration that on the project of the broadband value chain. And the purpose is to analyze the broadband market and to identify the challenges and come with the potential remedies to address this market failure. And this project information, and the project implementation team consists of the senior members from both the TASA and the DOC. And the final output coming from this project will constitute the deployment of the various applications that will assist in lowering the cost of communication. Policy directive on tax transparency. The tax minister, Ms. Honorable Nakuli, pronounced during the budget vote speech this year that the DOC is intending to issue a policy directive on tax transparency. The DOC currently, we are negotiating with ICASA on how best to implement this directive. The scope of the policy directive aims to ensure information disclosure on the territory, the cost, basic culture of information, that is into the voice of the data, both on fixed and mobile. As I said earlier, the way the text structure is so sophisticated, it needs to be simplified and transparent. And, this lower price, this will this tax transparency will lead to job creation, it will stimulate competition, it will lead to further price reduction, and also it will contribute to the economic growth in the country. And chicken market is extremely good. The third one, development of the ICT indicator quarter. This is a joint project with the DOC, ICASA, and CFA. At ICASA, we will make other people be done as official ICT data. There are so many researchers that are collecting data. With this project, we, you know, the authority and the regulator any secret of authority voice of ICC data in the country. It's an entire information center to provide solid and secure critical ICC data. This data can be populated on a quarter basis. Currently, the access between us and the service provider is collected on a annual basis. The cooperation in providing this information of the quarter has been the service provider will provide it with government and regulator. And currently the portal is housed in CASA because of the sensitivity and security, the service providers are not willing to provide data for the dedicated person who's overseeing the whole project. And the questionnaires are sent to the service provider by CASA on a biannual basis, and so far the response has been positive.
So we are trying to just conclude because the whole piece of how to communicate also includes broadcasting. So we have observed a situation where we have for instance, a market, particularly in the pay market, where there could be problems around certain exclusivities when it comes to premium content. And so we intend to address this issue with the policy directive. You will note that the country has been trying to create competition in this market. ICASA has done its licensing work. I think licensed around 2008-09 about 5 operators who could not see the light of day, and this does not augur well for the country. So you would also see that there are dominant players in this market, and they need to address that. So the minister will be issuing a policy directive to address this whole issue of content, because content is key in this particular market. To address again market failure. Slide 16 talks to what Adlet already spoken to, and I'm sure ICASA is going to talk a bit more on the collaboration that we have. But what we are here saying under the section is that the figures we have presented to you show us that there has been reduction. The difficulty in the market is that we are not able to have a price regulation framework in this country because of our laws. We are able to make interventions around wholesale. The ICASA will probably inform you that there is difficulty in actually pinning down what it is that the consumer actually pays for. So those tariffs that we indicated to you do not necessarily mean this is what actually is being paid by the consumer. These are the tariffs that are actually published. So we are expecting for ICASA to come back with a study which will help the department scientifically understand what has happened, how the small operators are actually faring since the interventions, the regulations that they need, and how are the big operators actually faring. And again, what is happening to the fixed telecommunications market. And the chapter said, I can just conclude that certainly the department and the minister is engaged in a dialogue which has to find a way of introducing this measure that we are presenting here today to somewhat see also if we cannot go below the levels of the 40% call termination in the wholesale markets. We think there is room for that. We think a lot more can be done. We think we can compare with other countries within Africa where our own operators are actually operating and offering such a way that we are offering the program. I thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kelly. Can we now hear in Qatar? What does the Qatar think about the policy of Qatar?
Thank you, Honorable. I'm encouraged by the spirit of cooperation that we, ICASA, and also DOC are now showing. Even though our roles are very distinct, but now we no longer operate like an ICASA that originates Alaska. We are operating as ICASA that must regulate South Africa. In other words, the policies that come out, we want to make sure that our regulations are commensurate to those policies. This is one great achievement which we would be proud of, that the spirit of collegiality between policy and regulation is beginning to show more and more, as my colleague PV has shown. Now, without wasting time, I will ask my colleagues to give you our presentation on this subject.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you, member of the committee, for allowing the opportunity to present the CAFA's contribution to reducing the cost of living in South Africa. Firstly, to put things into context, we need to understand what the concern is, what is the issue. And the slides that you have before you shows why it is that we are worried and why we must be worried. If you look at the red line at the bottom, that shows the average of the cheapest in Africa. So we're comparing ourselves to our colleagues within Africa. And the one in between, the gray one, is what we call the price basket. All the prices are US dollars. And then the one at the top, the orange line there, shows you where we are in contrast to our peers. So we are way above, and this is both of what the Minister said in our temper period is saying to us, Mr. Chair. So that's what I said. The cost to communicate in our country is too high. And we have set in motion measures to address that. We also need to understand what it is that causes the high prices that we see. To start with, we have the box, the top, which refers to the industry that we regulate. You find that where is infrastructure monopoly, and again the DOC did refer to infrastructure monopoly, and I think the reference was to those who own fiber infrastructure, for example, 133,000 kilometers compared to some who are less than 6,000 among themselves. And there could also be barriers to network deployment, import duties, and most recently the exchange rate, which has become quite volatile. All these things, because operators are in business, usually translate into high costs to us, the consumer. And you find that this could also result in possible monopoly in our retail markets. All these coming together result in the high cost to communicate. Now the question we ask is, what then do we do? And find that when we look at this, there are points of intervention. In other words, there are points where we can come in as a regulator. And we try and put in measures to regulate at the wholesale level, which is our playground, to say, if we can correct the issues that prevail at the wholesale level. The ECA, our act, when it came to place, mandated that we license multiple players, and we're over 100 licenses now. And because of that, there's been a lot of competition, and it also means that they are required to interconnect or communicate among themselves. That is where we regulate to make sure that there's a fair playground in the greenland, so that the areas of, or the buffer areas, where we try and protect the players themselves by licensing regime, and we also protect the consumers from the effects of the high cost to communicate. Having done that, we then came up with the cost to communicate program. It is an ongoing program, and what you have there is that one road wheel is the first phase. In other words, these are the programs that we've identified that will take us through the timeline as identified by the DOC. And as we go on, these initiatives will change and more will come into place. Now, the goal of this program is to ensure that we simulate public debates, such as the one that we are having now, in terms of the cost to communicate in South Africa. How high is it? How can we regulate it so that it is affordable to each and every citizen of this country? We also hope that it will also show us where it is that we need to intervene to put in regulations that ensure a level playing field and also protect the consumer. And the ultimate goal is to stimulate competition, as we've heard that competition results in lower prices. Madam Chair, I will now take you through each of the elements that you see in the work on wheel, starting with a bit of detail on what we call the broad range value chain study. When you look at the value chain, we are saying what exactly is it? I have a rough map of South Africa showing infrastructure, and what we are trying to do is to say when you look at the cost of placing a call or the service that you get from our communication service providers, what happens in between? For example, if I'm going to make a call from Cape Town to Johannesburg, how does it transfer? My apologies, Madam Chair, it could have been lost during the transmission. We will make them available.
Okay.
Thank you. Alright, this is a diagram of the value chain in terms of communication. And we're saying that we want to identify all the cost elements within that value chain. In other words, when operators charge us for their services, they should be able to say, this is because we've been incurring costs in providing that particular service. So, the value chain study is going to break that down to a very minute level and then enable us to understand whether those costs are indeed existent and whether they are indeed justified. Further, it will go to allow, it will go on and allow us to identify which of these players have significant market power and how are they exercising that market power. In other words, are the smaller players not being barred from effective participation in the communication sphere? Ultimately, it will allow the authority to bring in regulation at various points of intervention, as we mentioned in our earlier slides. So this is a broad value chain study. It is already in motion, and various reports will be coming out at intervals that will help us and inform the future actions that we take in terms of regulation. Our next project is the ICT indicators collection, which is the ICT portal that was referred to in the earlier presentation. In this one, we are saying that we are looking for a definitive authority in terms of understanding the ICT landscape in South Africa. And ICASA has been able to provide this. We collect industry statistics from all our licenses and we aggregate this in one portal, one repository. And we get information that we then feed into our regulatory processes that will also feed into the policy processes of our parent ministry, the Department of Communication. This is just an example of what we are able to extract from these information that we get from licensees. For example, in the period from 2011 in June up to the end of last year 2012, we've been able to see growth, for example, in terms of traffic. Whereas in 2011, traffic was 19 billion members, it has grown by 28% to 25 billion dollars. What it means is that there's a lot more talking by people. People are exchanging messages, they're talking more among themselves. And when you look at the intervention that we brought in, which is the conservation rates reduction, with the glide path that began in October 2010, what you see is that it has enabled, it has stimulated conversation among people. So more and more people are talking, and this has been a positive intervention. From the operator side themselves, they've also gained in that paradoxically, why we've reduced the termination rate. Because more and more people now have been talking, there's been an increase in volume, and that has resulted in their revenues increasing collectively from 27 billion by 3 billion to 30 billion, and that's an 11% increase. So it has become a win-win situation for the consumer side as well as the operators themselves. We also noticed that there is a lot of increases in terms of data revenue, an increase of 14%. And this has been because of the introduction of smartphones into the market, although the levels in terms of the prices are still high. Operators are making concerted efforts to make smartphones that are at the level of about $50, which would be about 500, to allow each and every person who can afford that price point to at least have a smartphone that will allow them to consume data. And in terms of data, what you're talking about is access to the internet, and this is the broadband accessibility, and this is in line with our 2020 vision that by the year 2020 we should have 100% access to broadband by every citizen. So this is already something that is happening. And you also read from public results from companies such as Wacom that when you look at their projections for data revenue, it is a very, very steep increase that is coming through. Also, when you look at overall employment figures in the ICT sector, we've been able to extract pleasing figures. For example, you realize that if you look at female employees within the sector, there has been an overall increase of 4%. And we believe that, again, this is a very positive result out of the intervention that we've come up with. So in terms of the ICT sector, we collect information twice a year. We come up with a sectoral report, and we also send this information to the ITU, International Telecoms Union, of which South Africa is a member state. Coming to the next one, which is a coal termination market review. When we refer to coal termination, we are talking about the fact that I mentioned that we have a multi-license regime. In other words, we allow a lot of players to compete among themselves, and they need to interconnect. Coal termination allows one to make a call from one area, one operator to the other area, to the other operator. So for example, here MTN, coal termination allows you to be able to talk to someone who is on Vodacom. In terms of the point of intervention, because you are renting somebody else's network, there's a charge that is to be had or to be paid. And that charge is what you refer to as call termination. However, the higher the charge is.
Can I check with members of the
Chairperson, we only have soft copies of the book. We don't have printed copies with it.
I must apologize because this might be. Oh, because. Right. Okay.
Chairperson, person, what has happened is that I think we're not sending the version. We're not sending an updated version, but it's not because the actual version. We have it in our software, so we'll just make sure that the right version is present. But there are just maybe 4 or 5 slides that are missing. That's what I'm picking up and sort of taking it through. But the content is the same, except the slides. The narrative has included a digital narrative. But it has changed the question, but we will make sure we have copied each other. Thank you.
Yes.
I noted, you know, this communication phase, the first one was that the slide got lost during the transmission. And I said, yeah, and now it's communication. The second one is on a more serious note. If you look at this, I got this 2 or 3 days back, and I said, if this is the communication, this is not. But now, when you listen here, the gist of the presentation is not this thing. Now, this is a deliberate barrier. I'm talking to communicators. This is a deliberate barrier so that there is a lot of filtering, so that we cannot get all what you want us to know, but you have told us. Why? Because you gave us the information. If you listen, that felt like, but detailed. But the lady saying, having much detail, that's why it is. Because that like, for instance, that she is, I mean, here's the first thing now. We have follow-up questions to what we raised last year around call termination. But now we don't have that. So I'm saying, this is a deliberate barrier, this is filtering. But yeah, we'll live with it because we've got no chance. Let them carry on, but we need the documentation. But that has to be done. That this is delivered. Thank you.
Thank you. Another
I would like to make a suggestion that we might go 5 minutes in general for communication. So, as my previous brother said, we need to make up two decisions. We won't be able to follow in terms of the thing. When we have some follow-up questions, we would like to make some of our questions to the extension. Thank you.
Another one, Navita. Thank you, Chair. I agree. The stakeholders should have a few minutes so that they are able to put the documents everyone will be able to arrange a meeting to do so that can send the documents again. The next time you have somebody come to the select committee, take the select committee there. I mean, even when we look at this presentation, the introduction part of it, you can't come and present and start with the with this. If I take this alone and say I'm going to discuss with my constituents with this, where do I start? What is the cost? What is the concern? How am I going to be able to explain to my constituents? You must know that we are representing constituencies here. We are not here for ourselves. Are you telling us? We take here and take down to the people whom we represent. So please, it has to take us very seriously. When you come to us, you must prepare. I think you got this invitation long ago. And you should have sat down and put heads together and say, we are going to the select committee, and I think you understand and you know us. But if you want to do, let's break for 5 minutes and then come back. And can I ask you?
you, Madam Chair. I want to apologize.
Can you let the person who is presenting?
Can you please
those
continue?
Are the issues that we will look at the end.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Thank you, members of the Select Committee. I will now continue the presentation. I was talking about court termination. Say that when we regulate court termination, it's basically to allow connectivity among licensees, and that there's a cost to carrying traffic from one operator to another. And that traffic is at both level. But you'll find that it contributes to the cost to communicate because that charge is then passed on to consumers. Hence, the need for us to intervene, especially where we believe that the cost of that particular charge to carry traffic is too high. In terms of intervention, we came up with a regulatory intervention that we call the court termination glide path. And the work towards that began in 2010 October when we came up with the court termination regulations. And these were designed to bring about a reduction in the court termination charges. The first reduction came in March 2011 and reduced rates to 73 cents. So that is the charge that are being paid among operators. The second cut brought it down 26 cents. And the last cut, which is in the period that we're operating now, brought the cut down to 40 cents. The Deputy Director General referred to the 40 cents. And that when you look at the 40 cents and compare it to South African scale, you find that it is still quite high. And it is possibly above the cost of an efficient operator. So what that means then is that we still need to look at that figure and determine whether we should reduce it further. So in terms of contamination, we are now in a review process. We were looking at the impact so far of what is like.
Thank you.
We are in a process now where we are looking at the impact of the coal termination reduction, and that impact has been captured in part by the slide where I showed the summary statistics. We are saying that despite the cuts that you see there, because communicating costs have gone down because of that intervention, more and more people have been able to call, and the increase in traffic is resulting in increase in revenue, even for the operators themselves. However, the authority believes that there is room to maneuver even more in terms of reduction. We believe that there is scope for more reduction, and the review that we're currently carrying out now should result in further cuts, and that process is currently in progress. The next one that we are looking at is the local loop unbundling regulation and DTT, which is our digital terrestrial television switchover for 2015. Regarding DTT, the aim of the regulator is to make sure that the tariff that Centric charges to its broadcasters supports the move to digital terrestrial television. And that work is also currently underway. We are contributing to make sure that we meet the deadline that has been set for the transition to digital terrestrial television. Regarding local loop and bundling, our aim is to ensure that access, what we refer to as the last mile, happens in a non-discriminatory manner, as the ECA has mandated us to do. That brings us to the end of the presentation. Honorable Chairperson, honorable members, thank you.
That was the presentation. from the hands. But I think it's not good presentation. It's not up to what we expected. That's why when we invite you, we tend to send the information to the department, and then we expect you to sit down, you know, to get together, get information for parliament, for the Swedish committee. But nonetheless, let me thank you for this information that you're giving us, so at the end, we'll tell you what we're doing. Let me also thank the Department of Communication for the presentation at Policy Makers and how we call them together with you, Mikasa. We want church to hear from the policy makers, and you are the implementers, so you should have given us really full information. Remember, over to you. Now time for you to engage with the department and the other. Honorable Lenzana.
Thank you, Chair President. I'm nothing but that. I'm sure. Let me join you, Chair President, in thanking the presentation. I don't know what is in your mind.
No, let me clarify. The questions that we will be going to ask. For ICASA, they will only write down the questions because we need the full information from them, full presentation. The department can respond, but ICASA wants to respond. We don't want ICASA to respond because we want them to go back and go and sit down and give us full information that we need. And it's good that the department is also there. Okay, Mr. President.
Thank you, Chair President, for that clarity.
Because it means now questions that could be directed to the council
more assisting
them in developing a detailed presentation for us. So I'm using this as delivery because this is not a delivery to presentation at all.
Church, I'm asking myself, what is ICASA's mandate?
What is it that ICASA is regulating?
For instance, today we are talking of exorbitant, you know, communication hybrid. But listening to the presentation by both the department and the ICASA, you find a stage where there is a level of being hamstrung, unable to move.
Perhaps because of policy, I was not teaching. Because one would ask,
is there no way where every regulator of CASA would have
parameters where you have bracketed prices? Your limit, the minimum and the maximum. As this is, when we were discussing, I'm happy to let you when I get this feedback around the
difficult to say page 5,
because I don't know the number of the slide now. Page 5 of the second document, your call to me.
We debated, and we made an input comment. And I think it is right
when you are talking about termination. Regulation. But now the question was this: why is that not put aside? We don't want to begin to mention or name and shame these other entities, because what they call them and other. But it looks like they do as they wish, and you just take it as it comes. But at the same time, you call yourself a regulator. I think, it would have been better if both the department and the other would have come to us and said, this is the policy imperative which is pitching us down. And now we are unable to change policy because of this piece of legislation, which then needs an amendment. And then that's where we, as the select committee, would come in, because we are legislators. But we are not policy makers. The second one, Chair. This one is a comment. I saw a slide there from ICASA which gets that there is a relationship between the volume of calls. I want to argue against that question. I think the sooner the Department of ICASA begins to understand that communication in South Africa is no longer a luxury. It is not about I do have sense to go and make a call or not, but it's about the need. Where is slide 12 from the department? My papers are out of schedule.
Let's go to the other side. For the department, there are only two slides. Yes. I'm not sure whether this goes to the department or the council. Where you are telling us that that slide four about the recent study conducted by the Referred Entity Africa, where South Africa was ranked 30th out of 46. I want to take it further, Chair, because that is a summary or a brief of what came. South Africa has been ranked 117 out of 140 countries in terms of mobile coverage. Of 34 African countries surveyed, South Africa is as correct as you are saying. It's not a paper. With an average cost a call of 51 cents or $0.51. You are ahead of Malawi, Chad, Lesotho and others. If we rank South Africa enough at the level of study, South Africa is ranked 9 compared with 12 study countries. Now, my question would be, why are we faring so bad? If you look at this, I've taken it internationally, brought it regionally, we are not performing at all. And then now, check, there are deadline put. A series of deadlines. So LLU, the CASA is referred to publish the draft resolution of public comment by the 10th of July 2013. To meet the deadline. With regard to the broadband value chain study, you set up a date also.
that would relate a discussion document for public comment by 19th August. We are now looking at the 19th of August, the women's month. How are we on track? Can we say we have come?
With regard to your hotel nation, as you were saying, we are expecting that you will be published on the 9th of August, your discussion document. Is it achieved? If Chair, as the Council comes back with a detailed report,
they can get flesh into the proposal and guarantee so that we are able to monitor.
Chair, I think we should put on record to the Council that it worries. We are counting months now before we say goodbye to the fourth parliament. We have been with ICASA for all these years, strategizing together, planning together, taking decisions together, but very few of those decisions were implemented. We have been met with frustration to show up.
Please leave us happy before we say goodbye to the fourth parliament.
Thank you. Another boy, Jacob?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I will be listening because of my upgrade. I'm here in Parliament, being voted by the poor. And now, for the presentation, they say this is meant for the middle class and high income. Because it is expensive to communicate. I don't realize that part. And representing those who are poor. I don't know when did that all start. Because ICASA is the regulator and the supplier of my license. Supplies vessels without any restrictions. Just you can do whatever you like. That's why these companies are regulating themselves. That's why they are putting such high prices and nobody's doing something. And now I'm starting to make the sense of something. Why did they do that? Because when you supply some of the fertilizers, you got your own regulation and you don't do that. I think this should be accessible to an ordinary man on the ground. But it is very expensive. For instance, you say here, the research says South Africa is the best country as in the most expensive prepaid mobile service. And this is meant for the poor. Because the ordinary poor people are using prepaid. They're not using contracts. So it is the reaching of the poor, who are poor and they are physically using their mobile. And now, what is the function of the card? It will allow that our people should be ripped off. Because now, nowadays, cell phone are means of communication, whether we like it or not. So why do we have to make it expensive to the poor people? So I'm not happy at all. I'm not happy at all because it is now that my system tries to make some sense. You should have done this long time ago. That's all. I don't know how even these operators, they are talking about amongst themselves on how to determine the price. And we are not there to monitor or to bring them down. That's why you find that the difference is so small. The difference, because they are talking amongst themselves. And we are not protecting our own people. So, maybe you'll be able to tell us something. But for now, sure, I'm not.
Honorable O'Neill, followed by Honorable Mabita and Islam.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, in your presentation on page 12, they said that the ex-minister on the budget speech has issued a policy director, an intention of a policy director to on transparent on the pricing as well as the cost of the competition. It is a thought, and because in terms of the intention, it was something wrong. Is that thought fake? The Chairperson of this sector, it's a very financially viable sector. Because if you look in terms of the revenue that came in between 1992 in 2009, from 7 billion to 100 billion. So it is a sector which has self growth in a very short time. But what I would like to see is to unpack the tetrahedron, which is actually held by a few smaller players in the sector, like your HR, I don't know. Even though if your version is still a role player in the sector, but there are a lot of smaller. And if you could find a breakdown from them, then you'll be able to see the contribution they make versus the two biggest dominant role players. And why is it like that? And since when is it like that? We stand in 2% on 10% today. I remember 10%, the first president would make us alert about the challenge was President Tambe. He has raised it. Yes. Our poor people have been exploited in terms of the terror paid to communists in Africa. And if you could see from his term till today, how many years around the line, and you're only spending on 10% for the smaller sales, is fair or not? You understand the contribution made in jobs because of the bigger role, the cake needs to be shared. It needs to be shared. The other one, Chairperson, was on, I think my colleague there has advised me on the issue of that your prepaid client is predominantly your individual people like me who will become a victim easy. And that sector's only hope is me representing them here in Parliament, which are the other. So if I can't speak on behalf of them, then which means I'm representing my own interests, and which might never be. But I'm saying they can't speak for themselves. They are the victims. We'll see how that the client has grown in a very short, short space of time. It's not because of we like these things. It's because it's an essential service. Because my kids in every school are now required to have a phone and an iPad on primary school level. So it's not another anymore. So if that is the case, which means some of our kids might not be able to go to the school because of the fact that they can't afford some of the requirements which they must have. own school. So, Professor, and my last question might sound very complex, but we are the Lesser Council provinces. We must be seen as a resource for Ikasa to assist them when they want to develop policy. Because they must influence us. I want to check, is the issue about legislation, which needs to be reviewed, because the legislation is runway, so that you can capture your policy in regulating your clients outside. If it's a regulation, then they must talk, if it is a regulation, then we must be able to review our legislation in Parliament to give you more keys to manage these big roadblocks, because unfortunately they have the money. It's also an angle which you have to look out if you have the money. But we must be able to bring in review in our legislation so that they, when they want to make business in our country, that's the music which we play. And if the legislation, I think we are best placed as an NGO to influence or to lobby in terms of review on the part of legislation which you feel don't give enough. Otherwise you come here time and time out, year and year in, not having an effective role in terms of your policy because of the legislation you speak and what you want to see in the final format. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chef. I'm very happy to support you. I am not going to say a lot of things because you've been saying a lot of things since 2009. We cannot hear it. It's on just when it doesn't show that there's a red. So don't look at the red. Can you now hear me?
Yes.
I'm saying I'm a very disappointed member of SCOP in the Select Committee of Public Labor and Public Enterprises. Why? Because ever since the beginning of the fourth term, we have been encountering a lot of problems from ICASA. Every time we meet with the CASA, our nerves get jittered. You don't know what's wrong with the CASA. Therefore, according to my personal understanding, analysis and diagnosis, is that there is a very dangerous cancer of its own type that is eating the CASA. And before thorough examination is done, and they have a diagnosis and a medication to heal it, our masses are going to be suffering. The poor of the poorest are going to suffer. So I should think something must just be done. Because we cannot have a cancer with staff that gets paid month in, month out, year in, year out, and ourselves representing the masses. We are not happy about the product. They are not giving us what is expected of them. So, therefore, I should think this is very serious. Head must start rolling. We cannot be feeling the pain on behalf of our people because they look upon us to assist them. Whereas ICASA is not playing its role as expected. I don't have anything more to say because this hurts me and I don't want to look like I'm emotional. Because I'm a public representative, and ICASA is not a public representative. Thank you so much.
Honorable Zulu.
Yeah, thank you, Chair, and the Director of the Committee of the Commission, and ICASA.
Only another call touch everything with say Parliament has touched. Only a request between the head department and the CASA to sit down to look at the matter to make what's members and my father to help people about this high cost of the
when we launched it. But none of the deadlines are reflected in your slide. We need to know. That's what we're going to sit down now and put in your presentation. We need to know what has been achieved in terms of these deadlines. We need to know what hasn't been achieved. What was the problem? We also need to know what are your challenges. Because if you can't achieve, that means there are challenges. So we must understand what the challenges are. Stella, who are handling you? I don't know what to do. Ngihlelana ini ngoba beyisabona ukuthi ngifanele nilalele nohlelana mase sicedile. So, it's so nice and respectful to give attention to the person who is speaking. And if someone is speaking, And I'm speaking to you, and that's if I wasn't focusing on you. You could do what you are doing. But now, if you are doing this, sitting here talking, I feel like what I'm talking doesn't make any sense. That's how I see it. So even if it doesn't make sense, but listen to me, and when we attend the meeting, then discuss. So that's what I was saying. The challenges, the successes, and to the department, I think you mentioned something that is here. That this thing should be published in a manner that a man on the street, and because we're going to be my mother, say a man or a woman on the street will understand what is, you know, being written. In it, too, you know, it must be understandable. So can you tell us what are you doing to make sure that these happen? The cost to communicate program on the 17th of June. The 7th of June. And then slides were mentioned at the launch in the press. So we want also to understand this land. How are you going to be able to achieve this deadline? So that also the press will also put on record that you have launched, now these are going to be achievable.
because we have got that instrument, equipment to make sure, or the policy, I'm talking about the policy will allow you to actually do that. We are behind you. That's why we want you to give us the necessary information so that we are able to support you. Thank you. Over to GCC. ICASA, you can rest. You've written the concerns of the committee, the questions from the committee, and let's get you back off to go and give us the necessary information that we regard. Over to the Department of GCC and comment also on our dissatisfaction with ICASA. Thank you. Over to GCC.
Honourable Chair, as a person, chairman in this case, Honourable Chairman, I do carry your concerns, Honourable Chair, and recognize, because I think the sentiment that are of concern. I do want to inform the committee that the Honourable Minister, Karim, has actually met with the candidate and discussed a number of matters, in that he has set aside a technical team in very specific issues. There is a number of challenges that the candidate actually faces, and some of these are actually related to how the candidate is actually funded. With respect to that, we are working on a legislative amendment to deal with that. The Honourable Chairperson of the Committee on Communications has asked us to bring the recommendations to him on the right to write. But there are also subsequent issues which have been discussed at present, and I will convey the concerns around the comments made here. Mr. Chairperson, we are trying very hard to work with the Council, because if you look at the programs that the Council is actually implementing, are programs which, for instance, the ICT portal, if I could give an example. The department initiated this and funded the portal in full, and the ICASA is able to use this. If you look at the broadband venture itself, we do understand in the legislation that ICASA is the right organization to undertake such studies. Initially, if you look at our plan, it was a project that DOS was going to do, but we ended up with ICASA, we funded it for them. So there is a lot of collaboration happening between us and them. We need to escape, and I think both ourselves and the Council, we are facing skills challenges with respect to this issue. I will just comment on a few issues here, for instance, matters that Honourable Minister and I here first. This issue of parameters around maximum prices and the minimum prices. Like I have said, our legislation, the Electronic Communications Act, gives out a procedure on how the market must actually operate, the things that a customer do to facilitate competition in Chapter 10. And it is something that I think we have to reflect on and discuss. But we don't have a regime of a definite price regulation where you can say the minimum shall be this or the maximum shall be this. And Honourable Chair, this issue in fact has come up since 2010 as to why don't we have this. In fact, if we want a mechanism of this kind, which I think exists in our market, it is an issue that the ICT Council Review having been launched at the ministerial level has to look at. What kind of a system are we going to have in this country to address this problem? Because the reality is that we come from a market where we have a dominant fixed line operator. We allowed mobile operators to come in. These mobile operators have become two times bigger than the telco who existed at that time. Time to actually balance between. So the S policy review is meant to answer some of these questions that are being raised. I think it's an important point to make. And I think
I mean, I do agree with the Honourable Minister that the court termination regulation implemented by ACAS is actually taking us somewhere. It is working, mm-hmm. and it is something that the court has fully supported over time. So in terms of legislation, we are currently busy with the Criminal Communications Amendment, which will be coming to Parliament already in the domain of Parliament. The hearings will be sitting here in August. It is addressing some of the issues. For instance, when you look at issues like this data service that it has one of the it seems that, when we start to define the broadband market in terms of the CASA side, we're answering some of these questions. In the legislation, again, we're beginning to deal with broadband in greater detail. So they are impediments in the legislation as well, which I think could fast track this. But again, the other issue is that the ECA came into effect in 2005. We actually only saw a strong action around this issue around 2009-2010. And I do believe that if some of the measures in the legislation were implemented in time, earlier, maybe we could be seeing a different result. So we are appreciative of the instructions and the directive we are receiving here, but we need to do more. We will work with ICASA to do more. I mean, Honorable Jacobs, I think you hit it in the nail. The problem of free hate is a huge problem we must tackle. This is why, Honorable Chair, we are saying let there be a price transparent. Let the person who touches a free hate know. What is the permanent call for me? What is the second billing in here? It is packaged and the package and the package. This is why this policy direction, which we agree with the CASA, it is going to help the consumer out there, will help the poor to actually make the decision. If this carrier A is not giving me the best, why must I sit with this carrier A? Because we have regulation that the CASA has passed called number portability. This number of portability is not working because the consumer is not able to know what is actually best for me and what am I being charged for. So it wouldn't help in those kinds of things. And the point is that they're getting ripped off here because the prepaid market is so huge, and this is where the prices are very high. So we're trying to do that. And the difficulty we have, I must say, is the difficulty in us regulating the chain price. So I mean, I'm just responding very for them to say that I do carry the concerns of Honorable Madita here in the sense that the disappointment is there's a lot of issues, but I do hope that the minister will be able to look into these issues in discussing and summarize what it is that can be done, and maybe in the future you'll be able to be clarified what it is that's actually going to be done. The small operators, this 10% that we're talking about is very clear that the other service providers which we had, all of them have, but they could not do it. So it is true, the big operators are becoming much more bigger and extracting more profits, as you've seen in the other presentation. The revenue projections continue to increase, even if the whole termination rates are going down, they're projecting more. So the market is growing, the data services are also growing, but at the same time, not enough at the number of rates. I wanted to just conclude by saying that we will try and go to the castle within the structure that the minister can put. I think this is the best way to deal with those issues. The castle has agreed to this, set aside, but the minister has put and we'll be working on all of these issues that have been raised. In the interest of time, I could just
thank you, and
I will be here.
Because still when we write the presentation, we don't just say presentation to select committee because we need to know which select committee is the entropy. We've got so many select committees.
and for information sharing. Other telecommunications they will get this information. When they at this presentation, they will be able to give this presentation for the select committee on labor and public enterprise. The select committee on labor and public enterprise. And then everyone knows that let's include also communication. So the presentation must be structured in that manner. Mother, it look like it's the first time you come to the select committee, and we have met so many times, like one of my honorable Mr. Bertrand, since 2009. Even went to your office there, but today still you don't understand. But I'm saying, would you support me? We've got our 100% support, because we want to implement. We want you to implement. So that when we go out of land, when the people will say, you are select from the public and public enterprises. I would like to thank you all so much for coming. And if ever you've got a homework to do, I think after we have discussed the presentation, you can present it to the department so that they look at it. Thank you, DCG. And thank you everyone in the media, everyone who's here. Thank you, honorable member. Can you remain for...